Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus. This is the Great Joy in Great Tribulation Internet Podcasting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus. This is the Great Joy in Great Tribulation Internet Podcasting Network. This is your host, Jim Searcy, reminding you the website for the Great Joy in Great Tribulation website is www.dccsa, that's David Charlie Charlie Sam Alpha, .com/ Great Joy, all one word, all small letters, GREATJOY. At the website, you'll find many things to help the saints scattered abroad build up their most holy faith and grow from faith to faith as we press into this mystery of the ages in this Antichrist war on the saints, reminding you that the King is coming. And our King said, when you see these things come to pass, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Now, there's a particular Torah portion that is always a profoundly important Torah portion. It's really the Song of Moses. You know, they talk about in Revelation where they sing the Song of Moses, the servant of God, the Song of the Lamb, saying, "Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints." And that's what Deuteronomy chapter 32 is about. And Moses was meek above all men, the ability to endure insult without retaliation. And this meek man opens up this portion with, "Give ear." I hope you can have ears to hear this. This portion is so profoundly important when we consider what went on in America the week that this Torah portion came down, brethren. Because there were only two nations in history which were established for the glory of the true God. Israel, of course, and the other one was America. If you look at the first original document of the people that came to found this country, a document known as the Mayflower Compact, you will find that those people said that they were setting about to establish the nation of America for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian religion. The founding fathers of America, what came to be known as the United States of America, the founding fathers, the most original document regarding purpose and government of that country, the hindermost of nations, said that it was a nation to be established for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian religion. And just this very week, we see that the law of God has been banned in America. Oh, brethren, there's so much wickedness and evil going on, and people are so blind because they do not know things like we're going to look at tonight. Because they don't give ear to hear the Torah. They somehow think that the Old Testament is not necessary. And yet Jesus said in John 5:46-47, "For had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if you believe not his writings," Jesus said this, "but if you believe not Moses' writings, how shall you believe my words?" And this is the problem. You see, there are many commands of God to teach the Torah to the children. And there are no such commands to teach the gospel to the children. God over and over commanded his people to teach Torah to their children. The fathers are commanded by God at least 5 or 6 times to teach Torah to their children. Because if the children are taught Torah, they will have a conscience. If the children are taught Torah, they will not receive a false gospel. They will not receive another gospel. They will not receive another Jesus. And this is where we're at today. This is what has happened to that other nation which was established for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian religion. And Moses, this man that Jesus said, if we don't believe his writings, we're not going to believe what Jesus said either. And it is very sobering when you consider the time of this portion and what happened in America at the same time for this portion. And Moses says, give ear. Oh, I pray God you will have ears to hear this, brethren. Give ear, O you heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. Listen, this is the man Moses that went to God and said, oh, God, don't send me down there. I'm a man poor of speech. And God gave him someone to be his spokesman. Aaron, his brother, was Moses' spokesman. This man who was meek above all men now cries out with all his might, give ear, O you heavens, and I will speak and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain, my speech shall distill as the dew, and the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. This is such an awesome thing if you think about it, brethren. Moses begins a very solemn appeal. Give ear. Listen. Listen. Have ears to hear this. Moses is making this solemn appeal to heaven and earth concerning the truth and importance of what he is about to say. Moses is the only prophet called of God and anointed of God to minister in doctrine. When these two witnesses show up in Jerusalem, you're going to get in trouble easily. If you're looking for the signs of Moses, the wonders of Moses, the devil's pretty good at counterfeiting signs and wonders, but I'll tell you what, there's one thing about Moses that the devil can't counterfeit. Moses was the only prophet called to minister in doctrine. We've got so many doctrines that are so messed up today because people don't know Moses, who was the prophet of doctrine, the only prophet God ever called to minister in doctrine. Every prophet messes up by the numbers when they get out ministering in doctrine. That's not their call. And they all try and do it. And they all mess up. Because God only called one prophet outside of the capital P prophet. If you look at Deuteronomy 18, you see there's a capital P prophet, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, and a little p prophet, which was Moses. And anybody who ever would presume to touch that capital P prophet, you better run from them. They're saying that they are Christ. That's a title. That capital P prophet title of Deuteronomy 18 is for the Lord Jesus Christ and him only. And you run from anybody that ever would presume to touch upon that capital P prophet title of Deuteronomy chapter 18. But nevertheless, Moses was the only prophet of God called to minister in doctrine, meek above all men. And now he's crying out the most solemn appeal, not just to the earth, but to heaven also. Oh yes, he wants them in heaven to hear this. Because I will publish the name of the Lord. I will ascribe ye greatness unto our God, because I will publish the name of the Lord. If you don't believe Moses, you're probably not going to understand Jesus very well. And you might get to know another Jesus. And you might very well, and as a matter of fact, it's almost a slam dunk, you'll receive another gospel in these days of strong delusion. Because I will publish the name of the Lord. Ascribe ye greatness unto our God. He is the rock. Oh, hallelujah. Brethren, the governments of this world are all antichrist. There is no place to run, brethren, but there is a place to hide. You hide in the rock. He is our rock. Oh yes, Moses was the prophet who spoke of Messiah more than any other. There is no prophet of a Messiah that in the same league with Moses. Moses says, he is the rock. His work is perfect. For all his ways are judgment. Don't judge. Don't judge. You hear it all the time. Listen. All his ways are judgment. This is what's wrong. God delights in judgment. All his ways are judgment. And judgment is coming. Judgment of an almighty God who has been as offended as he could be after he blessed this nation of America more greatly than any nation has ever been blessed. They gave the supreme in your face to this God and have turned away from God, and you're going to see Babylon confusion and chaos explode in America. You're going to see the protective hand of God Almighty totally lifted from America. America is going to be set up for destruction. America is going to become the capital of devils and demons and every foul beast. The occultists and the Satanists are going to flock to America now that the law of God Almighty, the perfect royal law of God, the law that Jesus wrote with his finger in stone for Moses so that it could not be changed, even by the Pope, has been outlawed in America. And the Satanists are going to flock there like buzzards. It'll become the habitation of every foul beast. Moses said, I will publish the name of the Lord. Ascribe ye greatness unto our God. He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment. A God of truth. Jesus said, I am the truth. Jesus is the truth, personified. A God of truth, and without iniquity, just and right is he. They have corrupted themselves. Their spot is not the spot of his children. They are a perverse and crooked generation. I hope you have ears to hear, brethren. Your life and even maybe your eternal life could depend on hearing what Moses has to say here. Do you thus requite the Lord, O foolish people and unwise? Is not he thy father that hath bought thee? Yes, he's talking about the Redeemer. That's what a Redeemer does. He bought him out of slavery. Is he not thy father that bought thee? Has he not made thee and established thee? Oh, the God that made America and established America. They have requited him with the greatest of insults and put it right in his face and outlawed his law. Remember the days of old, Moses says. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy fathers, and he will show thee. Thy elders, and they will tell thee. When the Most High divided the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. Israel means born-again people. God pays attention to born-again people. For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. Jacob had his name changed to Israel when he was born again. Jacob means supplanter, trickster, liar, cheater, whatever it takes to come out on top. Somebody that thinks he's a god unto himself. Proud. Jacob never walked the same when he wrestled with God. He wrestled all night with Yeshua. And he finally said, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. I realize that you are God. And he blessed him. Your name will no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, because as a prince, you have power with God and with man. Moses goes on and he says, he found him in a desert land and in the waste howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. Look at how God blessed America. It was the apple of his eye, as surely as Israel ever was. As an eagle stirs up her nest and flutters over her young and spreads abroad her wings, taking them and bearing them on her wings. So the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. America was a Christian nation. Strange gods were not allowed until very recently, brethren. He made him ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the fields. And he made him to suck honey out of the rock, and oil out of the flinty rock, butter of kine and milk of sheep, with fat of lambs and rams of the breed of Bashan, the fattest and best breed, and goats and the fat of kidneys of wheat. And thou didst drink the pure blood of the grape, but Jeshurun waxed fat and kicked. It's a sad history of humanity. When God blesses people, they seem to forget the source of the blessing. When they wax fat, they kick. And thou art waxen fat. Thou art grown thick. Thou art covered with fatness. And then he forsook God, which made him and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. They provoked him to jealousy with strange gods. With abominations provoked they him to anger. This last so-called Christian president is the first president in the history of the nation of America, which brought Muslims in to celebrate Ramadan in the White House. Never had such an abomination to provoke God Almighty to anger been done prior to this so-called Christian president. They sacrificed unto devils and not to God. Ask him if he's ever been to Bohemian Grove, where they have a 40-foot stone statue of the owl god Moloch. Ask the Christian president if he's ever been to Bohemian Grove, if you think he might tell you the truth. They sacrificed unto devils and not to God, to gods whom they knew not, to new gods that came up newly, up whom your fathers feared not. Yeah, they worshiped that 40-foot rock stone owl Moloch. The one that God says, if this thing exists in your nation and you don't do anything about it, you're in trouble. And of the rock, the capital R rock, the rock of our salvation, of the rock that begat thee, thou art unmindful. Oh, yeah, there's religious shows of hypocrisy. Of the rock that begat thee, thou art unmindful, and thou hast forgotten God that formed thee. When 9-1-1 occurred, they had these great ecumenical council prayer meetings, and every God was welcome. Every God could be mentioned except the Lord Jesus Christ. You show me in print where you've got a direct quote of this so-called Christian president saying the Lord Jesus Christ. Show me. I want to see it in print. A direct quote of this so-called Christian president ever saying in a public address, the Lord Jesus Christ. Show me where this Christian president, this so-called Christian president, has ever said Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. Of the rock that begat thee, thou art unmindful, and hast forgotten the God that formed thee. And when the Lord saw it, he abhorred them. Think about what happens to a nation when God abhors it. Because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them. The revolt of Israel is the same as the revolt of that other nation founded for the glory of God. And that means just as sure as they got divine justice, it's coming to America. And if you think otherwise, you deceive yourself. If we think God will be mocked by a faithless people, we deceive ourselves. Sin makes us hateful in the sight of the holy God. And he said, I will hide my face from them. Brethren, we already see it happening. The Shiites, they're the ones that cause all the problems in the Muslim realm. And the Shiites are dominant in Iraq. And the United States was working with a Shiite leading cleric. And there was a bomb went off just since America outlawed on Mars Day the royal law of God. Killed 95 Iraqis, including this only best hope America had to solve this Shiite Muslim problem in Iraq. 95 people were killed, and America will be blamed for the poor security that allowed it. It's beginning already. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be, for they are a very froward generation, children in whom is no faith. They have moved me to jealousy with that which is not God. They have provoked me to anger with their vanities, and I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation, for a fire is kindled in mine anger, and shall burn unto the lowest hell, and shall consume the earth with her increase, and set on fire the foundations of the mountains. I will heap mischiefs upon them, I will spend mine arrows upon them. They shall be burnt with hunger, and devoured with burning heat, and with bitter destruction. I will also send the teeth of beasts upon them, with the poison of serpents of the dust. The sword without and terror within shall destroy both the young man and the virgin, the suckling also, and the man of gray hairs. I said I would scatter them into the corners. I would make the remembrance of them to cease from among men. Were it not that I feared the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversaries should behave themselves strangely, and lest they should say, our hand is high, and the Lord hath not done all this, for they are a nation void of counsel, neither is there any understanding in them. Oh, that they were wise! Oh, hear the heart of God! Oh, that they were wise! Oh, that they were wise! That they understood this! That they would consider their latter end. How should one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight, except their rock had sold them? And the Lord hath shut them up. For their rock is not as our rock, even as our enemies themselves being judges. For their vine is of the vine of Sodom. Yeah, the same bunch just outlawed all the laws against sodomy. Anything that is of God, they're against. Anything that is of our rock, they're opposed to. Their rock is not our rock. If you have true faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, for their vine is the vine of Sodom. You'd be amazed how many in that Washington, D.C. capital are sodomites. All the staffs up there, you would be amazed at the sodomites in that capital. For their vine is the vine of Sodom and of the fields of Gomorrah. Their grapes are grapes of gall. Their clusters are bitter. Their wine is the poison of dragons. They're drunk with the poison of Satan. They're Satanists. You think Bush is a Christian? He's a Satanist. He worships Moloch at the Bohemian Grove. Their wine is the poison of dragons and the cruel venom of asps. Is not this laid up in store with me and sealed up among my treasures? To me, saith the Lord, to me belongeth vengeance. Brethren, don't miss this, whatever you do. One of these words that Moses is speaking to you in this message right now. Vengeance is the exclusive domain of God Almighty. The bondservant does never take offense. The bondservant of the Lord Jesus Christ trusts his master to handle all offenses. Don't miss it, brethren. Whatever you do, don't get involved in any vengeance in what's coming. The Lord says, to me belongeth vengeance and recompense. You let the Lord handle the payback department, brethren. Whatever you do, don't miss this. Let the Lord handle the payback department. To me belongeth vengeance and recompense. Their foot shall slide in due time. Do you hear what Moses is saying? Do you hear what the Lord is trying to say to us? As this judgment is coming, I can say that it shall be well with the righteous in judgment. do not get involved in any aspect of vengeance or recompense. It's just the exclusive domain of God Almighty. But just understand this, your oppressors, this Antichrist government that oppresses and has declared open war on the people of faith in the true God, the people who know the capital R rock of their salvation, the people who really know the real Lord Jesus Christ. War has been declared by that Antichrist American government. But understand this, their foot shall slide in due time. For the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things that shall come upon them make haste. Brethren, the protection of God Almighty that has always been upon America is now lifted. It is fair game for any enemy of America. For the Lord shall judge His people. His people are going to be judged. Are you one of His people? Say that it shall be well with the righteous in judgment. Are you righteous? What makes you think you're righteous? Do you have true righteousness? Do you know what true righteousness is? For the Lord shall judge His people and repent Himself for His servants when He seeth that their power is gone and there is none shut up or left. And He shall say, where are their gods, their rock in whom they trusted, which did eat of the fat of their sacrifices and drank the wine of their drink offerings? Let them rise up and help you. See what good Moloch will do you. See what good your Bohemian Grove will do you with what's coming. You think the owl god Moloch of Bohemian Grove will help you? You think he'll rise up and help you in what's coming? You think he'll be your protection? See now that I, even I, am he, and there is no God with me, saith the Lord. I kill and I make alive, I wound and I heal, neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. For I lift up my hand to heaven and I say, I live forever. This is the Lord Jesus Christ, just like we see the same picture of him that Moses gives here. We see John declaring the same thing in Revelation. And Ezekiel talks about this, that Moses now says in verse 41, if I wet my glittering sword and mine hand take hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to mine enemies and I will reward them that hate me. I will make mine arrows drunk with blood and my sword shall devour flesh and that with the blood of the slain and of the captives from the beginning of revenges upon the enemy. Rejoice, O you nations, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants, and will render vengeance to his adversaries, and will be merciful unto his land and to his people. And Moses came and spake all the words of this song in the ears of the people, he and Hoshea, Joshua, the son of Nun. And Moses made an end of speaking all these words to all Israel. The born-again people will have ears to hear this. And he said unto them, set your hearts unto all the words which I testify among you this day, which you shall command your children to observe to do all the words of this law, for it is not a vain thing for you, because it is your life. This law, which they just removed, is their life. They have just committed suicide. The nation of America just committed suicide. But to you, brethren, if you delight in the royal law of God, if you know the Lord, cleave to the Lord, and obey the Lord, if His law is a delight, if those Ten Commandments written in stone by the finger of the Lord Jesus Christ are written on your heart, all ten of them, by His Holy Spirit, if you delight in that royal law of God, it's not a vain thing for you, because it is your life. And through this thing, you shall prolong your days in the land whither you go over Jordan to possess it. You see, to know what God said and to walk in it is faith. and the just shall live by faith, doing that which God has commanded, by doing that which God has said is right to do. And the Lord spake unto Moses that selfsame day, saying, Get thee up into this mountain of Abiram, unto the Mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab, that is over against Jericho, and behold the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel for a possession, and die in the mount whither thou goest up, and be gathered unto thy people, as Aaron thy brother died in Mount Hor, and was gathered unto his people, because you trespassed against me among the children of Israel at the waters of Meribah Kadesh, in the wilderness of Zin. Moses failed to give God the glory. Moses dared to touch God's glory. Because you sanctified me not, he didn't give God the glory. Because you sanctified me not in the midst of the children of Israel. Don't touch his glory, brethren. Give God the praise. Give God the glory. Because you sanctified me not in the midst of the children of Israel. Yet thou shalt see the land before thee. Now you watch and see how quickly chaos and confusion and destruction and judgment comes upon that nation. And brethren, I am to say to the righteous that it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. True righteousness comes from God through repentance and remission of sins by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And yet we can't separate faith from obedience. To know what God said and to walk in it is faith. To know what God said and not walk in it is rebellion. Are we righteous? Everyone today in this crooked and perverse generation does what's right in their own eyes. But is it right before the Lord? Do we have true righteousness? It's true. A sign of a wicked and corrupt and perverse generation is that everyone does what's right in their own eyes. But what does God say? I am to say to the righteous that it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doing. It may be significant that this word that you hear right now originates from a place in the Bible called Chittim. That may be significant. That this word you now hear comes from Chittim. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. It shall be well with the righteous, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus. This is the Great Joy in Great Tribulation Internet Podcasting Network. This is your host, Jim Searcy, reminding you the website for the Great Joy in Great Tribulation website is www.dccsa, that's David Charlie Charlie Sam Alpha, .com/ Great Joy, all one word, all small letters, GREATJOY. At the website, you'll find many things to help the saints scattered abroad build up their most holy faith and grow from faith to faith as we press into this mystery of the ages in this
Antichrist war on the saints, reminding you that the king is coming. And our king said, when you see these things come to pass, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh.